Welcome to Monday Musings. We're on episode 164, and today's episode is about a topic that is so important. I think this needs to be in every school. It needs to be learnt by us when we are little children. So, like every week, we'll learn through a story, we'll follow it with a mini meditation. Hi, I'm Vidisha Kaushal, your coach and catalyst. I'm here to help you create a conscious life. Today's story is about loving your body. So it's a real story. I had a client, let's just call her Apple. So Apple had an issue with some parts of her body. She did not like how the fat around her abdomen looked. She just didn't like it at all. So she used to constantly say, I think I would look so pretty if only I wasn't so fat. She would constantly complain about the fact that she wants to love herself, but she cannot feel any love towards her body because she felt she was too fat, especially her abdomen. And so we were beginning our work around this when suddenly she had an appendicitis attack. Now, when Apple had the appendicitis attack, she was hospitalized. There was a surgery to remove the appendix. And when that happened, she reconnected with me after recovery. And I remember that call so clearly. We're connected through a Zoom call. And she says to me, Vidisha, I never realized what my stomach was there for. And I looked at her and said, what do you mean? She said, in all of this, I forgot what my stomach does. And now when I've had to go through the appendicitis and have my appendix removed, I have realized that I actually have a stomach that used to perform everything quite well. And that I never ever understood the real function of it. I consider it like this plastic piece that has been put on my body and it's supposed to look a certain shape and form. Profound, isn't this? So as she underwent this shift, she began to learn how to respect her body for the miracle that it is and not judge it at a cosmetic level. How beautiful is that? Needless to say, this brought so many beautiful miracles in her body. Believe it or not, when she started loving and accepting her body for the miracle that it is, she actually started becoming a fitter person, a healthier person, and with so much ease. When I saw her the next time, she was looking visibly healthier. She had lost a little bit of weight, but more importantly, she was nourishing herself with the right food. She was making loving movement just the way she wanted to every day. She loved dancing, and that's what she was doing. Now, that's a life which is beautiful, right? In contrast, earlier what she was doing was just comparing herself to unreal figures, comparing herself to other people and rejecting a certain part of her body. So let's just go within and see what's happening with each one of us, right? You can sit down for this process anywhere where you're comfortable. Let your body be as relaxed as possible. Gently close your eyes and allow a wave of relaxation to pass right from the top of your head and flow down to the rest of your body. With this wave of relaxation, you're now open and receptive to all good. Bring up in your mind any part of your body that you may have been rejecting. No matter how mild or intense this rejection is, allow it to emerge. Perhaps it is a certain part of your face. It could be your scalp, which is experiencing some thinning of hair. It could be a certain part of your abdomen or any other part of your body. Whatever comes up for you is right for you. Whichever part of the body you don't feel good about, maybe there is a part of the body which has a disease of some kind, or which is always sore, or which does not look the way you would like it to look. Maybe you wish you were taller, thinner, fuller, whatever it is, allow that to come up in your mind. And as it comes up, let's just go to this part of the body and ask this part of the body, take me a layer deeper into yourself. Show me what happens beneath the surface. And take a look. If it was your scalp, perhaps you can look at what the scalp covers. The amazingly sophisticated brain with the most sophisticated network of intelligence present on this planet. Whatever part of the body it is, simply ask it. Please take me below the surface and show me what happens here. And witness the miracle that is occurring. If it is your stomach, witness everything inside, your intestines, different organs of the body. Whatever part of the body is, we're simply going one layer deeper. And feel the miracle that exists here. I'm now willing to witness the miracle that the divine has created within my body. I feel respect and reverence. I accept this part of the body with so much love. I realize the purpose for which it exists. If it has been deceased, I honor the fact that it has worked as well as it could, and I promise to now take better care of it. Carrying this beautiful energy of acceptance with your body, integrating it into yourself, remain aware and conscious as you step into the week with respect, reverence, and love. And so it is. You can bring yourself back and gently open your eyes whenever you want to. Make sure you share this message with the people you love. That's your act of service for today. I'm sending you loads of love.